8:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Man, it is chilly compared to the last time you and I got together, huh? By about 20 degrees. Let's call it 20 degrees. It's all this rain. It's all the rain. We got so much that we're going to be dealing with this afternoon. The final matchup, if you will, for the sheriff's race in the city of Richmond. Sheriff Antoinette Irving will be here at 3:35, the first time in years that she has been on this program. And at 5:35, former Colonel Bill Burnett, William Burnett, will be here. He's been here more frequently and more recently. But, you know, we always ask everybody, so... we'll chat about it. There's a lot of issues that have to be addressed. There are a lot of people that are concerned about it, including those of us who do not live in the city of Richmond. Because whether you realize it or not, the sheriff's race in the city impacts you. It does. It relates to the safety of the city. It relates to a lot of things that you may or may not be aware of. And hopefully by 6 o'clock or so this evening, you will be aware of them. It is Monday, so of course 4:35. Carl Carlson's going to be along. Always love chatting with Carl. Lots of serious issues, obviously. Israel said, we've waited long enough. President Trump, as you know, had given the Iranians 60 days. Said, hey, let's make a deal. Loves making deals. He's a deal maker. He's always been a deal. It's the art of the deal, right? So he said, hey, we can make a deal. Supposed to be a gathering starting today in Oman. That's clearly not happening. But it was 60 days. Day 61, Bibi Netanyahu said, I have to protect my people. Am Yisrael Chai. Have I not explained that to you before? I have. It's Hebrew. It means the people of Israel live. We, the Jewish people, will survive. That is ultimately what that means. And it has been placed into the hands and on the shoulders of Bibi Netanyahu for 20-some-odd years. And he's done a great job. I love Bibi. And he said, we're going to have to take out this nuclear operation. What I want you to be aware of, and what I have not heard a lot of over the weekend, are some sort of analysis. I have not really heard a good analysis explaining the geography. Understanding that for Israel to get that deep into Iran, and Israel now essentially controls the airspace, certainly over Tehran, and reaching further and further and further throughout Iran, almost complete. There had to be some cooperation from other Middle East nations. And I want you to be aware of that. I want you to bear that in mind, in fact. Because the people in Jordan are thrilled that Israel took out the Mad Mullah's nuclear operation. The people in Saudi Arabia are thrilled that Israel took out the insane Iranian nuclear operation. In fact, with the exception of a handful of lunatics in the Middle East, and there are lunatics in the Middle East, the vast majority of folks in the Middle East are thrilled that Iran can no longer wipe them off the face of the planet. Bibi Netanyahu also pointed out, rightfully so, hey, Iran consistently talks about the big Satan and the little Satan. Israel's only the little Satan. Just the tiny, teeny little Satan. The big Satan, that's us. Make no mistake, Iran, the leadership of Iran, the demented leadership of Iran, wanted very much to destroy the United States of America. All of that being said, it's a good time right now, with certain exceptions. obviously, you have innocent Israelis who have died as a result of the desperate attacks from Iran. That's clear to, for all to see. Israel, once again, has engaged in precision attacks. There's a great image out there, and I did share it over on Facebook. If you haven't seen it, then by all means, look for The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, or just on The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Take a look for it. Israel took out a single solitary apartment in an apartment building. Just one apartment. Why? Well, because that's where one of the leaders of the regime military operation lived. Took it out. Compare and contrast that with the wholesale devastation we saw in Israel as a result of the Iranian missiles. Israel is doing everything possible. And Prime Minister Netanyahu, I thought, had a passionate speech where he addressed the people of Iran and said, we've got no beef with you. It's with the demented people who are oppressing you. Right? 47 years ago, the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran did away with freedom and liberty, rights for women, education for women. You know, there's been a sizable Jewish population in Iran for millennia. Just so you know, so when Bibi Netanyahu talked about this long-standing relationship between the Jewish people and the people of Iran, he was speaking from the heart. Speaking of the heart. I think it's important. I think it's important to notice that. The other things that definitely need to be addressed are some of the crazy people here in the United States. I watched and listened to and read some comments from Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. To put it mildly, I was nauseated by them. Absolutely nauseated by them. So you and I are going to deal with all of this. I promise you that. We absolutely will be dealing with all of this. But we might be closer to a legitimate change in Iran than we have been in decades. Because you have a generation now, I guess the second generation, that has seen hopes and dreams eliminated as a result of the mad mullahs who have run Iran, who have taken all of the money that's available and poured it into these nuclear weapons programs, sent it to their proxy armies, given it to Gaza, while at the same time people in Iran are starving. And you have to remember something else about the leadership in Iran. These are folks who are anxious to bring about the apocalypse, to bring about destruction, because they believe it will signal the return of the Mahdi. That's the goal of this extremist Shia sect that has run Iran for the better part of 50 years. That is what they're all about. They're not looking to live in peace with anybody, including their own people. Their stated goal and the goal upon which they've been active for decades is to simply bring about the end of the world. We sometimes lose sight of that. You know why? I think because we have such powerful secular humanistic tendencies in the United States. How many people are people of faith to the point that they really do believe what they read, say, in the Bible? Because there are a lot of people who give you the, And if you are dealing with the folks who are in the leadership ranks in Iran, they believe every single letter that is in the Quran. So it's just something to bear in mind. There's a very, very, very different view of the world. And you and I are not necessarily well served if we don't understand that. So I wanted to share it with you. That's all. Just thought you should be aware of that. Now, having said all of that, again, we will deal with all of that, but we'll also deal with what I think is a very, very important race, and it happens tomorrow. Now, you know, the city of Richmond, it's the Democrat Party primary, but it will be the choice for the sheriff in the city of Richmond. There's no Republican running. How it's possible for the Republican Party in the city of Richmond not to have a candidate is beyond me, but it is what it is. And so we will have both the incumbent sheriff and her challenger. Sheriff Irving at 3:35, Colonel Burnett at 5:35. Want to remind you very, very, very quickly, the James River Air text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And I got a weird question for you. I'm just going to throw out there, because yesterday was Father's Day, obviously. Last week, I think Rich said, you know, it's the best piece of advice you got from your father. And I said, don't be stupid. That was my father's advice, because it governs everything. Huh, I'm thinking about holding up a liquor store. Don't be stupid. Okay, move along with your life. You know, I am thinking about consuming an entire bottle of rum. Don't be stupid. Right? I'm thinking seriously about using controlled substance. Don't be stupid. I'm thinking about whatever it is. If the phrase don't be stupid comes into play, I'm telling you, it's the best advice ever, and that was my dad's advice. But yesterday being Father's Day, I was thinking about this. Got my little Father's Day cards from Heidi and from, you know, the boys and Julia and the whole gang. But my question to you is this. Are you a better husband or a better father? Same thing for the women. Are you a better wife or are you a better mother? Give yourself a grade. Give your spouse a grade. So I looked at this because a couple of these cards were, oh, the greatest dad in history, right? And I think that was one of the cards. And I thought, no, not even close. I thought, if I had to give myself a grade as a husband, I would say a solid A minus, right? Because nobody's perfect. But I would give you an A minus, or I would take an A minus as a husband. As a father, I'm thinking C at best. Now, here's the weird part, or the interesting part, or the strange part, or whatever part you wanted to use to describe it. Heidi, total opposite. A plus as a wife, right? Nope. A plus as a mother, for sure. Hits it out of the park every single day of the week, 24/7. As a wife, I flipped it. I put her in a C. Ah! Yeah, it's true. Now, you can't give yourself an A in both categories, and you can't give your spouse an A in both categories. And I want you to be brutally honest. But which are you? Are you better at being the husband or the father? Are you better at being a wife or a mother? So shoot me a note. Doesn't have to be long. Just to be honest with me. 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.